You are in the power zone now with DU. DU's Power Zone.
The Power Zone with DU is dedicated to bringing you insightful communication and resources that will guide you further in making your personal and professional goals a reality. Through candid, stimulating, and essential conversations, we focus on the 9 universal goals of success, which include career, finances, education, family, arts, attitude, health and wellness, leisure, and public service. Based upon these goals, we provide you, the listener, with practical measures of advancement.
Good evening, family, and welcome to the Power Zone with DU. Again, good evening, family, and welcome to the Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, philanthropist, motivational speaker, author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears as If You've Already Lost, and founder of Darlene's Utopia. And you have entered the Power Zone. Happy Wednesday to you all. Today is September the 16th, and I am excited to be joining you all on this call for this evening. We have a phenomenal show lined up for you. So when we came back in September, we spoke to theme-oriented shows. Each week we're talking about different themes in detail, and this show is dedicated to community and service. Two in the same, yet different. So we're talking about community, and we're speaking to service on this call of the Power Zone this evening. Now, if you're joining us for the very first time, welcome. We're glad to see you out here. We definitely want you to return next Wednesday. Tell a friend, tell a network, tell everyone to log on to the Power Zone. We also want you to check out the archives. Log into our Blog Talk radio station and check out the archives. We have around 23 great episodes for your reference. And then we further charge you to log on and give a comment. Let us know what you think and how we can help you elevate to the highest level of potential personally and professionally, because that is what we do here on the Power Zone through insightful and resourceful communication. That said, we have to acknowledge all of our return listeners. Thank you for returning back. Of course, it's a pleasure to see you guys out here, and we want you to continue sharing just the same. Now, family, we're going to go out on a little break, and when we return, I'm going to speak to community and service and introduce our very special guest. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Spiritual leaders, healers, service workers, entrepreneurs, educators, administrators, supportive staff, life coaches, therapists, community advocates, and community activists. You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. Save the date for Compassion for the Inner Me, a sacred experience for you to relax, relate, release, reconnect, and recharge. Scheduled to take place on December 12th of 2015 between the hours of 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. at the Harvest Room in Jamaica, Queens, New York. The inner me is not your enemy. Who you are is meaningful and purposeful. You are masterful at what you do. You are in service to many, whether you realize it or not. In fact, you have selflessly served from a platform of power, passion, and purpose. You're so good at what you do that your time, energy, and attention are in high demand. You answer each call to the point of exhaustion, burnout, fatigue, and selflessness. Well, now it's your time to be who you are to others, to and for yourself. compassion for the inner me. To learn more, visit Robin St. Clair at www.robinstclair.com. Darlene's Utopia is a full-service consulting company created to empower, motivate, and provide resources for clients through coaching, speaking engagements, and events. Our goal is to help clients and event attendees reach their highest personal and professional potential. To learn more about Darlene's Utopia, log on to www.darlenesutopia.com.
Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears as If You've Already Lost. Now, we've been speaking about Darlene's Utopia. I'm sure many of you on the call for the first time are wondering, what exactly is Darlene's Utopia? For your reference, we will definitely share. Darlene's Utopia is a full-service consulting company created to empower, motivate, and provide resources for clients through coaching, speaking engagements, and events. Our goal is to help clients and event attendees reach their highest personal and professional potential, and that is what we're doing on this show this very evening. The Power Zone with DU is dedicated to insightful communication to help you elevate to your highest level of potential. If you want to follow me, Darlene A. Anderson, please log on to darlenesutopia.com. There you will see my latest happenings and upcoming appearances. If you are in the DA area, Virginia people, if you are in the Virginia area, we definitely invite you to join me and my awesome team for Engage Leaders Behind Inner Me Lines. Again, that's Engage Leaders Behind Inner Me Lines. That is a leadership retreat scheduled to take place on September 18th and 19th in Virginia, hosted by Dr. Oliver T. Reed. Please look at the website for more information and share your comments with me as it relates to attending or any questions you may have. Now, our topic for this evening, community. How many Brooklynites do we have on the call this evening? Several, I'm sure. I hear you guys out there tapping away at your computers and clapping your hands and waving your Brooklyn hand up in the air. Yes, you all know that I'm very passionate about Brooklyn, New York, because I, too, am a Brooklynite born and raised. And what I'm more passionate about than Brooklyn is community, is change, is productivity, is giving back. I am extremely excited about the guest we have on the call for this evening that's really going to talk about her personal and professional efforts to bring about change in Brooklyn, East New York, specifically. So I'm going to speak a little bit about the organization in which she is the executive director of, and then I'll invite her on the call to share her personal and professional passion. East New York Restoration LDC. The overall mission of East New York Restoration LDC is to oversee the implementation of the Community Benefit Agreement through these major components: job development, small business support, quality housing initiatives, and community development. These components work together to create a renaissance in East New York that increases business opportunities, builds a sound economic base through job creation and community development, support, and participate in the creation and preservation of quality, affordable housing opportunities, as well as enhance and expand community services in arts and culture, education, athletics, and mentorship. All these factors play a key role in a restoration of pride, integrity, and true community in East New York. The Renaissance is now. I repeat that, family. The Renaissance is now. It is my pleasure to introduce the Executive Director of East New York Restoration LDC, Ms. Melinda Perkins. Ms. Perkins, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much. I think that was such a powerful intro.
Thank you. You know, we had to roll out the red carpet for a powerful sister. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you out here. So we have so much to talk about. I just want to tell the family, mark your calendars for September 19th. If you are in Brooklyn, New York, and you're not coming out to Virginia, you definitely need to be at the East New York 5K Walk. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but mark your calendars right now. So, Ms. Perkins, before we get into that, I just have to ask you, are you a Brooklynite born and raised?
I'm absolutely a Brooklynite. Brooklyn's always in the house, as we like to say. And even more so, I'm a proud East New Yorker as well, born and raised in that community. And I'm just very honored to have, in this stage of my life, giving back and really focusing on doing the job that I need to do right here in my community that reared me.
Exactly, and well said. And it's such an honor and a privilege to have someone serve with character as yours, because many people can serve. But when you serve with integrity, as your mission said, when you serve with integrity, when you serve with a purpose to really bring about positive change in your community, and that it, you exude that from the inside out, it makes such a difference, and you are one of those people.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying and noticing. I think it's so important. East New York, for far too long, has been given a bad rap, especially in mainstream media. So having programs like the Power Zone and having Darlene's Utopia really push this kind of media so we can get the real deal on what's going on in our communities is so important. And I think it's great to have this opportunity to bring that message out about the real East New York and what's going on and the people who are here and who have been here.
Definitely, sister. Well said. Let's take it back a little bit. What sparked the passion?
Well, I think, you know, being reared in a community like this and the type of family network that I've had along the way, they instill a certain passion for always wanting to see better and make things better. We know that East New York for very long has been one of those communities that would be considered marginalized. East New York, Brownsville, Bushwick, Crown Heights, those are the communities that have always been neglected. There's been a lack of resources, a lack of focus from necessary funding, and all of those things that have taken place over the years, which brought us to a certain state. So, you know, it's important now that we begin to grow and make those changes, that we don't forget the passion that we started out with. And I think that's the most important thing, is turning that passion into progress, productivity, and all of the other positive P words we can think of.
Definitely. There are so many changes, as you said, but within that there's productivity, there is things happening. Like even where you're at, the location for East New York Restoration, and just remembering what that was like in the 80s, in the 90s, like who would have thought? Well, the plans have always been there, as my grandmother said, Mr. Wells, may she rest in peace. These plans were in development in the 70s and 80s. We just didn't know about it, and it just came into fruition at a later time, 2 to 3 decades later, but it was always in the plans. Mm-hmm. I love that you all said, you know, the Renaissance is now, like East New York Renaissance. How does that make you feel, being a part of this new age development?
It's interesting, just to go back into what you were saying, that the plans have always been there. But, you know, for East New Yorkers, there's so many of us who didn't see the value in our land. And the developers and other quote-unquote powers that be or powers that can saw that potential many, many, many years ago, and they began to do certain things that were more or less like pilot. For instance, Star City, which was built, and when it was built, it was surrounded by the city dump. You know, the majority of the land back there was undeveloped. It was mostly marshland, wetland, empty road spaces, a lot of drag racing and other things that would be in East New York. So, of course, the residents were not looking at it as potential, on top of the fact that we didn't have access to acquire the land. So we definitely couldn't see the potential. And to say that the Renaissance is now is so important, because before there's even the talk of other populations coming into our community, we who are true East New Yorkers and who have been there and sacrificed through the hard times have to take hold of this Renaissance and understand that it's just a matter of us uniting and exposing all the good that's been here all this time.
Exactly. Well said. And I love the fact that your organization brings about awareness, and not just awareness, but opportunities. So just to speak to the services that are provided at East New York Restoration, you have workshops, partnerships, office space, community development, small business support. There's a slew of services that are provided there. Can you just take us inside a bit and touch on those different components?
Absolutely. East New York Restoration Local Development Corps came about actually from the expansion of the Gateway Mall. The related companies who are the developers for that mall acquired 600,000 more square feet and were able to put commercial stores or tenants on that land. And it was a group of very brave and dedicated people who came about from community-based organizations and businesses and other people in the community who came together and negotiated a community benefits agreement with the related companies. And that community benefits agreement is historic for the East New York community. As many people may know, Phase 1 of the Gateway Mall did not have such a thing. Phase 1 had 13 stores and Phase 2 had 35. So we're speaking now to that potential that others see in our community, because now this has expanded for those developers and stores. And the great thing about our community benefits agreement is that now we hold a relationship with not only the developer, but with the stores to say it is vital for you to give back to this community now that you're based in, where you're definitely going to be successful in. We want you to understand that you have to give back, that the people who are around you have to benefit as well. So we have this relationship with them. We hosted all of the job fairs for those expansion stores.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
I recall.
Yeah, we had about, I would say, 9 public job fairs and direct hiring events for those stores. And to date, we have over 1,800 people who have been hired. We have pharmacists, we have managers, assistant property manager, who was also referred over, and now those opportunities are there for people in our zip codes. So we
that is sure beautiful.
That was a direct impact, absolutely.
Yes.
And then
yes.
on the small business support side, we advocate for small businesses who may exist outside of East New York to come into East New York if they have the if they can expand at this time, or they were already looking to relocate. Don't give up on East New York. East New York is a thriving community, and there are definitely some great possibilities for them and great business endeavors if they just come sit with us and understand that process. Our office is located on the new Elton Street corridor, where there was development by the Hudson Company, and that affordable development is a mixed-use development. So there's commercial spaces all along that corridor that are...
And Ms. Perkins, I wanted to just say exactly, and family, she just gave the address, so please document that. It is on our website as well. So if you are driving and you're unable right now to
to write it down, no worries. But if you grab a pen and paper, it's 1159 Elton Street, and we're going to speak about that a little bit more in further detail, that location exactly. What I wanted to pull back to for a second, if we can, is just emphasizing on that number, 1800. And this is for listeners on the call that's saying, you know, I can't get a job, the community is not helping me, or, you know, the politicians are doing this, or the local businesses are doing this, but nobody's helping. You have to get up and go for what you want. You have an organization here. She just stated that they work specifically with East New York residents, but they also work with residents outside of East New York. So you have the whole, if you're familiar with the whole Gateway layout, you have that first area, and that's where Home Depot is, where BJ's is, all of those stores that they played a part in. And then you have the back section now. If you haven't been there as of yet, you really need to go. I went with a business partner, and she could not believe that they had a second part of the whole mall area. There are 35 stores at minimum, correct, Ms. Perkins, 35 additional stores on the other side. So you have the first and the second job opportunities all through the mall. And as she said, from pharmacists to stocks to people working on outside land, janitors, it varies. They have restaurants back there. There are no excuses if you really want to. And if you don't get the job there, at least you have a lead to another resource. So I encourage you to utilize the services. That is so important. And thank you for sharing that. You just educated people on the whole pretty much East New York landmarks.
And it's important for people to understand because, like I said, this media stream right here is vital so that people can understand exactly what is taking place. It's not just the shootings and the killings and, you know, you hear all this negative stuff when you look at mainstream media. And we have to begin to change that. And this is one of the ways that we affect change and we impact change in our minds. Even, not only for those residents in East New York, but for those in VA and PA and all over, you know, so they can understand East New York is a wonderful place filled with wonderful people who are out here, boots on the ground, you know, making a change, making a difference, connecting with local politics, which is absolutely important for people to become more educated about their local politics and understand how much impact they have on their local politics. We are very fortunate in East New York to have the support of Council Member Inez Barron and Assembly Member Charles Barron and other organizations that we fight to support and encourage to engage in what it is that we're doing. We know for a fact East New York Restoration LDC cannot do it alone. So we're forming a federation of nonprofits so that we can boost up all of the nonprofits who service our community.
Correct, correct. In numbers. Numbers bring about change. Well said. And I love the unity between your organization and, as you said, the council woman, the assemblyman, and I have to acknowledge Man Up Inc. Absolutely. With Mr. Mitchell and Mr. Peterson, who are doing an amazing job and just really helping to reshape and just break the stigma up and recreate a East New York of what people have known it to be in the past. They're doing an awesome job.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I absolutely have to say one of the things you just said for Man Up Inc. Man Up Inc. is our partnering organization.
Yes.
They are the organization that operates and manages the Gateway Job Development Center. So that 1,800 plus who have been hired were all a collaboration between our organization and Man Up Inc. And that's another one of those organizations that has been in this community 10 plus years incorporated. Not just out there, because they were already out there, the members, brothers and sisters from that org, but 10 years plus incorporated and based in East New York. And that's a great thing and a proud thing. I'm so happy to be a member of Man Up as well. I'm also a volunteer member there. And one of the organizations that we formed out of those collaborations was Hip Hop SUV. And the SUV is for Stand Up and Vote, where we encourage people to come out and register to vote. And
definitely.
Yeah, we did, you know, a lot of voter education and really just trying to organize and mobilize community around change.
Yes, yes, you cannot
if you are not a part of the solution, you are part of the problem. And being a part of the solution is being registered to vote. You cannot say that you don't believe in voting because it doesn't count, but you want change. Change starts with your vote. I love the initiative that you guys have for that, and it's extremely important, extremely important. Great stuff. Ms. Perkins, I have to ask you, the producers are looking at me now saying, Anderson, you know we have to take a break. So I have to ask you, what song motivates you and why? Now, I have it here, so I know that songs tend to change minute to minute. So I'm going to ask you, is this still your song? I want to say it right, Let It Be, Raise Up.
Yes, it is. That's one of my most recent go-to motivational pieces. I'm a music lover from life, but most recently I have to give it up to Let It Be. That's just, it's so powerful, and the message is absolutely on point in Raise Up.
Family, we're going to go out on a small break, and when we return, we'll have more of Ms. Perkins and the upcoming 5K walk with East New York Restoration LDC. We'll be right back.
Own family, have you heard the news about Utopia Network, Inc.? Utopia Network, Inc. is a New York-based 501c3 nonprofit organization. Their mission is to connect individuals and families with services that will promote stability and a better quality of life. They are committed to ensuring that the underserved communities have an understanding of the tremendous opportunities of productivity in their adversities and move to actions of advancement. To learn more about Utopia Network, Inc., visit them at their Facebook fan page, Utopia Network, Inc. Ladies, the end of the summer is upon us. It is back to school time, and that means looking in our closets to decide what goes out and what stays in. This is not only for the children, but also for us adults. Take a minute to go through your accessories to find what needs a makeover. What should you replace? What should you keep? What should you add to? Are you in need of a new fashionable accessory? Why not get a new necklace, bracelet, or earrings from DNAD's Jewelry Collections to complement the outfit you will wear to that casual or formal occasion on your calendar? Use the code word STEPS to receive 10% discount at DNAD's Jewelry. For more information, visit them at DNADS, that's D-N-A-D-Z, jewelry.com.
Welcome back, family. You have returned to the Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears as If You've Already Lost. And I am here with my very special guest, Miss Melinda Perkins, Executive Director of East New York Restoration LDC. Welcome back, Miss Perkins.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you. Yes, the energy. I said, look, I was waiting for September to come. But I've been telling people, fourth quarter madness. But then I counted, Ms. Perkins. I said, we're still in the third quarter. I'm ready to just take the ball home, just dive it in. We got one more month of the third quarter, and then it's fourth quarter madness. But
that's
September
right.
is just like, it's rejuvenating. It's just like, get pumped. Yes. Get ready because we have three more months to get this right, and we're definitely going to get this right.
It's about how we finish, right?
It's about how we finish, exactly. So, family, I hope you all are getting excited, too, for 2016 and in your preparation to end this quarter successfully. We want to bring it back to the theme, community and service. Give back, give back, give back. Make a change in someone else's life. Leave an impact in someone else's heart, something that they can carry with them long beyond the experience. That's what it's all about, empowering others. And I must say I am excited about the 5K work, and we're going to speak about that in detail. Utopia Network, Inc., you all know that this is our affiliated company. It is a nonprofit organization in which I sit as a director and executive officer. I'm extremely excited about the initiatives that Utopia Network has been participating in and will continue to participate in. And we are in collaboration with East New York Restoration as well as Man Up with this 5K walk and community service. So I'm really excited. And if you want to learn more about Utopia Network and how we're connecting people to services, I invite you to log on at utopianetworknyc.com. Now, the 5K walk. Please share, Ms. Perkins.
Yes. Absolutely. The East Brooklyn 5K run/walk event is one of the initiatives that we brought into the community that we want to be an annual celebration for East New Yorkers and everyone around the city, all visitors from other cities. It's a way for us, one, to push healthy living and healthy life choices. So we encourage people to come out. If you're not going to run, you can walk and enjoy the community, get to, you know, have some camaraderie with your neighbors, and learn more about East New York as we take the tour through. One of the things that we do with the 5K is promote and expose some of the other services that are happening within our community, those that are based in our community and service our community. So we have other nonprofits who we partner with, like Utopia Network, Inc., who come on as community partners. And anyone can go onto our site at www.eastbrooklyn5k.com and register to be a part of this walk. And not only that, you can choose one of our community partners to support. And that nonprofit then receives half of the registration fee, which is another way that they get to fundraise and, you know, really get to people to go onto their websites and understand what their services are about. This is it's just another way that the Renaissance is happening in East New York, and we're very honored to be leading it. So make
Beautiful.
Sure September 19th that you come on, even if you're not in Brooklyn that day. It would be great for you to go on to the site, register, and support our organization as well as the other organizations who are out here servicing the community. We have over 20 partners who are on the site, and those who are not, you can call us, ask questions, get our information from 718-676-5920. You can just call our office and find out more, but it's very important to support this event.
Thank you for sharing. Well said. East New York, you know, they always laugh at me, Ms. Perkins, because they said that I don't sound right when I try to act like I'm not 40 or about to be 40. But I'm going to say it like a youth right now. I'm going to get all youthified, and I'm going to say, East New York, stand up. We want East New York to stand up and come out and represent. Stand up. We have awesome sponsors.
Coming up. That's right. The community event that follows is great as well. You get, you know, we have face painting for the children, activities. The sponsors are there doing giveaways. You know, it's just a wonderful day for everybody to come out and enjoy.
And you all have great sponsors. You have Sprint. You have the Sports Authority. You have Affinity Healthcare, ShopRite. There are so many great sponsors out here.
Yeah, the ShopRite at Gateway Center Mall has been one of our greatest sponsors. We consider them to be a business partner in this community. Ever since they came in, they've been wonderful. We have support from the developer of the mall, related companies, as well as Hudson companies. One of the things East New York Restoration LDC really pushes to do is bridge the gap between business and community. No longer should there just be a business in the community that the residents of that community don't have a connection to. So we're very honored to be able to do that, and we want to continue that effort.
That's beautiful. And that, family, is what the Renaissance is all about, being a part of these change. It has never been done before on this magnitude where you're able to be involved, sit on board, say what it is that you want. They have relationships with these businesses to help bring about change for you so that you can maintain personal and professional development for you and your family. So this is a beautiful thing, Ms. Perkins, and it's like a family day as well, because you all will be doing activities from beginning to end.
Yes, we have a wonderful sister who comes in and she does our warm-ups and gets everybody pumped up and ready to run or walk, named Nakisha Ross. And then we have another sister, Jamila Lamb, who does the Zumba and the line dancing after the walk. So we just have a great time. There's other organizations there. You get to meet all of our nonprofit and federation partners. So there's information. We'll have Brookdale Hospital out this year, a screening truck from Housing Works. There's just going to be a lot of great community stuff going on as well, on top of the fact that everybody is there celebrating East New York and the Renaissance.
And, family, I have a special treat for you this evening. We actually have Ms. Nakisha Ross on the call. She'll be joining us in a little bit to talk about her company, Always Fit for Life, and her participation with the 5K walk this coming Saturday with East New York Restoration LDC. I bet you all didn't think that I had this lineup for this evening when you joined the call, did you? I surely did. Everything from our Brooklynites for tonight. Ms. Perkins, you are awesome.
Oh, and you are as well, sister. Absolutely. I appreciate you so much.
I appreciate you. So, family, log on to eastnewyorkrestoration.org. Again, if you are not able to check it out now when you're driving and just listening in, you can go to the website and link into it. If you're on your devices right now, take a moment, log on, register, join, come out, have a great time. You also have an opportunity to meet the members of Utopia Network, Inc., sign up for our services, and have a great time. Ms. Perkins, I'll see you on the 19th. Well, I will, because I'll be in VA, but I'll be there in spirit. I'll definitely be there in spirit.
Utopia Network will be in the house. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Family, we'll be right back after this break.
Have you ever felt like no matter how hard you've tried, no matter how often you've tried, you can't win for always losing? Marriage, relationships, children, family, finances, work, the list goes on and on. You can't seem to ever get it right and are often left with that lingering feeling of doubt, wondering, why should I even attempt any further? If you have experienced these feelings, this book is for you. Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost, delivers transparency, resilience, strength, and practical measures that will encourage you to stay in the ring and fight for a few more rounds. You will feel rejuvenated and encouraged to continue as you affirm your winning moments are a breath away. As you read this book and reflect on your challenges in life, it is my hope that you will begin to incorporate the principles of winning into your daily regimen. You may feel beaten thus far, however, know from this moment forward, you are a winner. Say it, see it, believe it, be it. Order your copy of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost at DarlenesUtopia.com.
Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with DU. I am your returning host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost. How was that first segment, family? Did you enjoy that? It was great for me just the same. Again, I invite you all to log on to EastNewYorkRestoration.org, that's E-N-Y, Restoration.org. Check out the happenings with the organization. Log on to attend the 5K walk. Register to attend the 5K walk. Come out and support your community. Have fun with your family. Get some resources and tell others to do just the same. Now, before we left on a break, I stated that I had a very special additional guest that would be on to speak to the 5K walk, and I meant what I said. So we actually have Miss Nikisha Ross, and I'm going to bring her right on. I can't even talk about who Nikisha is professionally without saying that she is a dear friend, a sister. I've known Nikisha for around 18 years, and to see her then and see the transition and the progress today, it is amazing. I know you all can relate. When someone says it about you, you really can't see it because you're doing the work. So you really don't know how much you've progressed as much as others say because they're looking at you. I'm honored that I had an opportunity to look at her, to see how her life has gone from A to Z and how she's helping other people change their lives for the better just the same. So without further ado, family, I introduce to you Miss Nikisha Ross, founder of Always Fit for Life. Nikisha, welcome.
Hi, good evening. Greetings, family. How are you?
We are fine, and we are happy that you're joining us on the Power Zone with DU tonight.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
So we know that you're getting it in, like 24/7, you're helping other people transform their lives physically and mentally. So we definitely won't keep you long, but I wanted the family to just have a small glimpse, if you will, into your life, who Nikisha is, who was she before Always Fit for Life was created, and what is your mission now, and also inviting them to come out and meet you on September 19th for the 5K.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I mean, I'm just a woman who enjoys inspiring other people and motivating and encouraging and uplifting folks and helping them to be their best self. I've always been that way. Before Always Fit started, I was into social work and human services and always found myself in employment where I was just helping others. And it's just something that transpired throughout the years where it just kept me going. And then through all of that, I lost 100 pounds back in 2008. And with social work being a funny market of jobs, losing jobs here and there, when I was working out, I loved it so much that I decided to change careers and really start helping people to feel better about themselves physically. And that was before I really had a name for Always Fit. I wasn't sure of what I was going to call it, but I thought about my own progress over the years and how being always fit for life was being always fit mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, anywhere that you run into challenges, but, you know, we're strong enough to deal with them and, you know, and overcome those issues. So that's really what Always Fit, how it started. It just started from me, my own life, and it just poured it over to everyone else.
Beautifully said. And as I stated prior to introducing you, to bringing you on the call, to see that, when she says, family, that she lost 100 pounds, to see you then and now, it's amazing. It's amazing. And it's similar. It mirrors. And I know that she is a affiliate, someone that you work with and you know, Elizabeth Madison. Her story is quite similar. Also, prior professional experiences in social services. So then listening to your story and then hers and then just really seeing how you both had made the decision for change physically, it's awesome. And family, I invite you to log on to Nikisha's Facebook fan page. That's Always Fit for Life, and that's the number 4, and life is spelled L-Y-F-E, and let me just say it again, because you have always, that's what is Z, A-L-W-A-Y-Z, Fit, F-I-T, the number 4, and life, L-Y-F-E, Always Fit for Life. How did you get the name?
Well, it was, you know, like I said, I went through a couple of things, and, you know, always, and the reason why I use the Z is because that's the last letter in the alphabet. And fit, again, as I mentioned earlier, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, and then number 4, and then I just wanted a twist on it with the life. You know, we spell life L-I-F-E, but I wanted L-Y-F-E for loving yourself forever, because you really can't take care of anyone else, you really can't do for anyone else if you don't take care of you first, you know, and that's really where, as women, we lack that. We're so motivated to do for everybody else and jobs and family and partners and friends, but, you know, in the long run, we forget about who we are. We forget about ourselves. We forget what makes us feel good. We forget everything about us. So it's about, you know what, let me love me first. That way I can love you better. And that's really what it is.
Definitely. And it's a movement. I was just telling a colleague today that I went out for lunch with. We had a business meeting at Applebee's, downtown Brooklyn, Restoration. And I walk in. And let me make that correction for Brooklyn, like Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn. Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn Restoration. And I walk in, and whose poster do I see there? Nikisha Ross, Always Fit for Life. And I said, wow, I'm going to have her on the call for this evening. So it's a beautiful thing to see this movement happening. Like, as you're in it, how is that for you?
Well, it's a lot of work, but I don't look at it as work. I look at it as just, it becomes natural, you know. It's something that is just, it's always been natural for me to help others. But now it's more, I can't even describe what happens to me. It almost feels like I leave my own self. I feel like that. I feel like, you know, when I get to my space wherever I'm going to teach, first of all, I always pray over the space. always yes. pray for the people that come in and come out. I don't know everyone by name. I don't know everyone's issues or their challenges or what they've been through throughout the day or the week. I just know that they're coming for a reason. So before the class starts, I pray, and I pray for safety and just make sure everyone is well. And I can't tell you what music I'm going to play. I can't tell you what I'm going to do. I never know. I just go with, I see people's faces, and then it's just something, it's almost a spiritual thing where it just comes over, and I completely lose myself just to be there for everyone else, to give what they need. Because I'm taking care of myself. I'm doing what I have to do for me, so I can be there for other people. I don't feel depleted. I don't feel stressed. I'm actually very light on my feet. I'm just excited to see everyone, and it's like that every single time. Everyone asks me, you don't get tired? I'm like, no, I don't. You know, I don't feel
yeah.
stressed.
Yeah.
Not at all. Not at yeah. all. Not one time. Yeah, you know, you may be physically drained because, I mean, during the, like, fall season, I'm teaching between 25 to 28 classes a week. Yes, I'm
yeah.
human, so I do feel drained. But there's times, like I said, when I get to the space, it all goes away. The energy is it comes back. It comes back stronger than it was earlier in the day. And I can't even describe, I can't even explain. It's not about vitamins. It's not my food intake. It's just what my purpose here on life is to do. That's
correct.
Yeah.
It's when, and you just hit it, is when passion meets purpose. When passion and purpose meet, you do have that out-of-body experience. You are someone else. It's, I guess, it's equivalent to Beyonce's Sasha Fierce. It's,
yes.
it's equivalent to Barack Obama just going across that stage and just getting it in and just nailing that speech. It's that rush. I feel it. I notice, like, as a speaker, I go out and they laugh at me because 1 minute I'm like, hey, how you doing? Welcome. And then when they say you're on, I just go. I don't, sometimes, Nikisha, I don't even remember what I said. I just see people clapping and they're receiving it. I don't remember what I said. And when you look back at it, have you looked at your footage? And you'll be like, wow, I did that?
Because
I've seen your footage and it's, you go in.
Yeah, it's just wanting to be, wanting the workouts and the classes to be creative and to be fun, you know, and to be uplifting and for and also socializing. It's a social place, but we come there, we work, we come and have a good time, and we feel motivated, we feel accomplished, and just keeping it to a safe place also where people can vent. There's times in classes where we have conversations, especially the women, we have conversations about parenting, relationships, sex, everything,
yes.
while we're working out. Because
yes.
it's a purge. It's cleansing, you know. So it's like, you know, well, why not talk about it here? You know, this is what we're here to do. We're here to become always fit. Hey, let's talk about it. All right, pick up those weights and let's talk about it, you know.
And I've seen that. On your pages, you have a closed group, and then you also have a public page. And people express themselves on both pages. You see success stories on the open pages, and then you share a lot of stuff in the closed group. You give a lot of great tips, and people give testimonies. It's really an amazing thing. I can't remember the exact story because there's always a different story, but it was a story that really touched me. And I think one of them was about a teacher. That, and this was last school semester, a teacher had a full day, and it was something that she had to do after work. And I think it went into, like, maybe 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and it was nearing time for her to leave for your class. And she just said, you know what, this is for me. I can't stay. I have to go. I'll pick this up tomorrow. And she came to the class because
that's
that was for her. You remember that story?
Yes,
I read that, and I was like, that's awesome.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because the world will be there. Mm-hmm.
Correct. And you have to do something for you. And that's hard for a lot of our professionals. We have a lot of professionals listening in on the zone right now. And this is for you all as well. You have to take time out for yourself. It's very important. And it makes all the difference. As a Libra, I'm always trying to do 800 things. It's just not enough time in a day for me to do what I really want to do. But when I really break down my schedule, I have to ensure that I'm doing something for me. And most of those things aren't for me. They aren't for me. They're for my livelihood, but it's not for me physically. It's not for me internally. I have to do me inside and out. So that's what Always Pick for Life provides.
That is so true because, I mean, you know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, I say, oh, my gosh, I haven't been to the gym for myself and, you know, I'll give a month or so. And they're like, what? Oh, my gosh, but you work out with us. And I'm like, no, I'm instructing you. I'm working with you. This has nothing to do with me, nothing at all. I was like, I'm here for you. I know when I need to go and get my workout on. This has nothing to do with me. So I have to take that time out for myself to do what makes me feel good and strengthen my own self. And that's my own personal workout time. That has nothing to do with anybody else. And people don't understand it. They think just because I'm jumping around and I'm all over the place in the class that it's like, oh, well, you're working out with us. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Actually, no. This is for you.
That is true. And I have followed that story and you and the training. And I love that because, yes, you do need something for you. I love to hear your stories about your trainer holding you accountable and you getting up and working out. That's inspirational because mentors need mentors. Leaders need to be led. You always have to be in a position of accountability, and you always have to be doing something for you, especially when you're loving on others and pouring into others. So that's great that you do that and promote it.
Yeah,
awesome stuff. So, Nikisha, we actually have, usually we have one song of the show, but because we have two guests for this evening on the Power Zone, we have a slot for two songs of the show. So at this time, I have to ask you, what song motivates you and why?
Okay. Recently, I have really fell in love with Jill Scott, Prepared, and really because she talks about transformation and she talks about really loving herself and fixing things and being more healthy and listening to God and doing her chores and being around people who love each other. It's a very soulful, positive song. And unfortunately, it's really not played on the radio because the album was just released, I think, over the summer. So that, you know, a lot of people may not be aware of it, but Prepared by Jill Scott, it's just everything. She talks about healthy eating and drinking more water, all these things that we need to do. So for me, that is the song for my life, and always being prepared because you just never know what's coming your way, and you have to grow and let go of old ideas and old negative energy, and you want to be more acceptance of all the wonderful things that's going to come into your life. So that Prepared by Jill Scott, awesome, awesome, awesome.
That is received, sis. Well, I'm excited, and this is actually my first time listening to the song. So we're going to go out on a break and listen to Jill Scott Prepared, and when we return, family, we're going to speak about the 5K walk. Producer, take us out on Prepared.
To see where my head has been, and I've been apologizing to some people, some bridges I needed to mend. And I've been eating more green, get my body out of line. Oh, I'm gonna be super fine. And I've been letting some old ideals go. I'm making room for my life to grow. I just wanna be free. Hey, yeah.
I just wanna be free.
Get myself ready for what's coming for me, yeah.
of the internet. Most times they be paying. I realize they're only good when I put my love spices all up in the rising. I've been enjoying people who love each other. Husband and wife, sister and brother, father and mother. I let the queen inside, I let her shine. I've been listening for God more.
Homeowners residing in the New York State area, are you in need of assistance with a pending foreclosure? If you've answered yes to this question, then DDR Consultants may be the assistance that you seek. DDR Consultants provides a variety of services to assist homeowners residing in the New York State area with mortgage foreclosures and documentation, inclusive of discoveries and interrogatories, as well as oppositions to the bank's motion. DDR Consultants also provides services in property management, inclusive of advertisement, leasing, and maintenance. For more information about foreclosures and property management, contact DDR Consultants at 914-309-5443.
Welcome back, family. You have returned to the Power Zone. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia, host of the Power Zone, and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears as If You've Already Lost. And I am here with the fabulous Nikesha Ross, founder of Always Fit for Life. Welcome back, Nikesha.
Welcome. I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So the 5K walk, we spoke in detail with Ms. Perkins about East New York Restoration and the 5K walk scheduled to take place on September the 19th in East New York. Now, family, if you're an East New Yorker, then for you to know, we are actually beginning, you all will be beginning at Gershwin Junior High School. That's IS 166, and I don't know, it might be a different name now, but I will always remember it as Gershwin IS 166. That's on Van Ciglin Avenue, and you can look on the website for East New York Restoration for further information. But that is the begin mark for walkers and runners, and that's where Nikesha Ross will be to receive participants. Let's talk about that, Ms. Ross.
Yes. Well, actually, what I'll be doing the warm-up. And the warm-up really just consists of an aerobic warm-up with some great motivating music to get everyone all hyped and excited about doing the walk. I was able to participate in the walk last year, and it was phenomenal. We had such a good time that people didn't want to do the walk. They wanted to keep actually working out and
yes. You know,
because the music was so uplifting. It was like a big party, you know. So I am going to be doing the warm-up, and I have some great music ready to get everybody moving. And then I also believe that I'll be doing the cool-down. So I'll be meeting everybody at the end when people are coming back. Well, actually, we're going to end at Gateway Mall. So I'll be on the other side, and I'll do a cool-down and a stretch to get everybody, you know, loosen up the muscles from the walk and the run.
That's awesome. You know, we just had a conference call for Utopia Network, and we're talking about the walk, and the team will actually be on the other end receiving everybody. And the first question someone asks is, well, we're going to miss Nikesha and the warm-up. So it's good stuff that you'll be meeting the vendors and the CBOs on the other side where the party will continue. That's great information to have, family. So if you missed her at one point, you definitely can get over, but we encourage you all to start, walk, run. I love that Ms. Perkins said, you know, it doesn't matter if you run or walk as long as you're a part of it. So I encourage you to walk briskly. Definitely walk. Now, what do you encourage when something like this happens, where it's like a walkathon or running? What do you promote?
Well, it's just about having an active lifestyle. A lot of times people come out for these events and they do not, they only do these events. Like, this is their only means of exercise. They just come out for the socialization and also just to say they've been a part of something. And,
yes.
You know, and that's great and everything, but this has to be a lifestyle. You know, it can't just be for this event or the next event. You know, and that's where my warm-ups are. It encourages people to, you know what, it's not as, exercise and movement is not as bad as you think it is, because a lot of people are afraid of it. They're afraid of injuring themselves or re-injuring something that has, you know, that's already bothering them. But once they get a feel of it, it's like, oh, that's kind of cool. It's not, you know, it's not so bad. So, you know, my goal is just to promote, you know what, you did it today, you can do it again tomorrow. And you can
correct
the day after that and do that.
Correct.
You know,
correct.
Take baby steps, you can do it, you can keep doing it. But also, you know, people need to be motivated and they need to be encouraged and they need to be uplifted, and it has to be something they like. That's why, you know, certain exercises, like certain classes, fitness classes, like Zumba is so popular, because people love to dance, and Zumba is more dancey. And I feel like, hey, if that's what you love, then do it. If it's going to keep you moving, do it. Do it as much as you feel, as long as you keep moving. So that's really what I really try to encourage and I bring to the table, is just, look, you did it today, you can do it again tomorrow.
Awesome. People, just do it. I love that. Do it. Get out. Do it. You will never know what you can do until you try to do it. And it is, it's not easy. It's also doing it at your own pace. So no one is saying you have to come out, because you all might log on and check out a video and feel intimidated. I was once there. I was one of those people that didn't go to the gym because I didn't want to ask somebody to show me how to use the weight. And that's more common than not. A lot of people are intimidated about going to a gym and being in a class. And now I will ask somebody, can you show me? Or what is this? And I'll do it at my own pace. I'll do what works for me. Just get up and try. You will never know what you can do until you put an effort in it.
Absolutely.
And that's what I love about you. You really put effort. And there are so many different walks of life that are a part of her classes. Although it's primarily women, I have seen men. I love the whole DJ thing. Now, what is it? Is that every week where you have the DJ and it's just like a mob of people and you're all dancing?
For special events, I do hire a DJ, a live DJ, to come in and play the music live. It just gives a different feel to the class. It makes people feel like they are at a club, they are at a party, that they are not doing some of the things that they were like, oh, my God, I just did this, you know, type of workout. Like I said, it gets people more in a dancey vibe and feeling like, hey, this is, you know, we could do this. This is cool. That's really what the DJ is. And it doesn't happen every class. It, you know, special events. I had an all-white affair for my birthday in August where we had over 150 people in white. It was beautiful with a DJ. And also in May we had one. So every now and then, you know, I bring in a special DJ and they come and do their thing, you know.
That is beautiful. I love it, Nikisha. Family, log on to Always Fit for Life. And if you're not on Facebook, Nikisha, where can they find you? Can you please provide a telephone number or email for the family to look for you?
Absolutely. You can reach me at 718-600-4355. Again, that's 718-600-4355. Or you can reach me at email always with the ZFIT, the number 4LYSE at gmail.com. Always fit for life at gmail.com.
Thank you. And that's for all of our listeners that are audio right now and aren't logged onto your devices. If you're logged onto your devices, that information is on the page for you to reference accordingly. This has been a pleasure. I must say I am extremely proud of you. I cannot say it enough. You are amazing, amazing.
You are too, Darlene. You are too.
I received that. I received that. And we will continue to be amazing together, helping to change the lives of others and just leave our mark in other people's hearts. Family, thank you for joining us on the Power Zone with DU this evening. Again, come out for the 5K walk. East New York Restoration is hosting. You will have a great time. Share the information on the page. And until next time, be well.
The content of the Power Zone with DU, a component of Darlene's Utopia, is intended for general information purposes only. The views expressed by the show's hosts and their guests are their own and shall not be construed in any way as advice from the Power Zone with DU or Darlene's Utopia. Personal perspectives expressed by the producer, writers, editors, hosts, and guests will always be presented as such. We encourage you to seek professional advice for any problem in which you may have. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Darlene's Utopia or the Power Zone with DU